Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You're listening to My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Kate Middleton, that's the biggest story. Every day we see something about her. It's between her and Taylor Swift. There's always something to click on.
I mean, generally, that's it. They are clickbait. I'll tell you that right now.
They are. If you just want to create a video and put Taylor Swift in the title.
Yep.
You're going to do that.
You're going to get some views.
And then they'll be mad when you don't really follow through. So Right? Don't do that.
Well, then that what I'm about to tell you is going to fall into this category.
That's okay. That's fine. So I love it.
Let's start with this. Mike, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Willow.
Willow? Okay. Mm-hmm. And Dawn, what's your first?
I mean, right now it's Cruel Summer.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I can listen to that over and over and I haven't gotten sick of it yet.
Is there another song from back in the day that you like of hers?
I mean, I just went through her first album, so Tim McGraw is
great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Does anybody like the song Bad Blood?
Oh, of course.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's not anybody. Classic. I mean, you guys. So so that's where this story begins.
Bad Ooh. Blood.
Bad Blood. Because some entertainment writer at E! News said, "I've got a great line that I'm going to use in this story."
And create a story around the title of a song.
Create a story around the title of the song.
Yes.
And yes, Reba McEntire would like to set the record straight. There is no bad blood between her and Taylor Swift.
Reba and Taylor.
So the headline is, Reba McEntire denies calling Taylor Swift an entitled little brat.
What?
Like that's the headline. You're like, oh my gosh, that's juicy. I'll click.
You did.
I clicked. And Reba McEntire setting the record straight after a post on a satirical news Facebook page about an alleged dispute between the two went viral. So that's where we're at in this world when something that's not even new or that's not even real, because it's really hard for people to tell what's legitimate anymore and what's not and what's satirical, and it's a crazy world out there for people.
It is. You click on something and it actually says the opposite in the article. It'll say something and it'll say, but that really didn't happen
right
at the end. And you're like, well, you said it did in the title, so
that,
I don't know.
That, friends, is clickbait. And
it
that is
and it's a lot of my day.
I know. They're brilliant at it. They know what they're doing. And I clicked right on it. I was here for it. America Loves Liberty Reba went to Instagram to defend herself.
Good.
And whatever this, there's a faux headline from this, whatever it's called, America Loves Liberty, which is where I always get my news from.
Yeah. I mean, right away, when my eyes open, they crack open, I think America Loves Liberty.
Yep, thing in the morning, America Loves Liberty. So the phony headline from that is Reba. This is on Instagram. Reba McEntire talks about how disappointed she was to look up at the big screen while performing the national anthem during the Super Bowl, only to see Taylor Swift laughing and drinking and making a mockery of the event.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And this is Reba's fake quote. I let her have it afterward. She is an entitled little brat. And then there's a corny shot of Reba singing, and then they're cut away to a little like dumb. You know how in political ads when they always try to make the opponent look like the most horrid picture they could ever find of the person.
And absolutely.
So Taylor's like here,
and they pick the worst picture, like the worst picture they've ever taken in their life, and then they'll use that.
So people saw this and people thought it was real, and Reba's official Instagram account, verified official account, got on here and she says, please don't believe everything you see on the internet. I did not say this. Taylor is a wonderful artist, a strong role model, and has done so much good for many people and the music industry. Now, that seems like that was written by a publicist, if I can be honest.
Sure.
Right?
But
do you think Reba's on Instagram?
No, I don't think so.
She's looking at it. I better respond to this.
I hope she doesn't have to.
Yeah, right.
Because she needs a person for that.
She should definitely have a person for that.
But this is so stupid. I mean, Taylor Swift came from country music.
Right.
I'm sure that they know each other as an up-and-coming performer.
Now, this is interesting you say that. Wouldn't you think the two ladies of that status in that industry, How often do you think they run into each other?
Since Taylor's moved on to pop music, I don't know, every year at an award show.
So the last time the two were photographed together was 2015.
Well, maybe she
at the Academy of Country Music, the ACM Awards.
Okay.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying they've not taken a picture together in that many years.
Oh, now you're putting fuel on the fire.
I think they buried the lead on this.
Yeah. It's like that was proof to them. Actually, they're not close. They've only been photographed once in 9 years.
Dun, dun, dun. The 34-year-old occasionally bumped into Reba at country music events about a decade ago before she switched to genre to playing pop music.
25. So
maybe there is something to this. Maybe that's why Reba's people are in panic mode and they're really trying to like no. She did not say this, but really Reba's sitting at home, got her rhinestone boots up on the coffee table. I hate that little brat.
She's a spoiled little entitled brat.
Yes, that's what Reba sounds like, by the way.
I think it's good. Yeah,
good audio right there from Reba.
But at the Super Bowl, I remember watching Reba do her song. Did they cut away to Taylor and she was like drinking and laughing?
That's what this,
like on the Jumbotron?
This stupid phony, you know, the phony baloney website says, but I
don't remember.
And they
that.
Make it look, they like set the picture up so it makes it look like that was a cutaway that happened during.
Oh God.
And there's no way they took a shot of her with a glass of booze making a face
at
me, but I don't buy it.
I don't either.
We all got trolled on this one.
Yeah, one of the prop bets you could make was whether or not she was going to be on the Jumbotron during the national anthem.
Yeah,
I don't think it got paid. I think it was right before the national anthem or America the Beautiful or something.
Yeah,
but again, and I'm looking at a picture right now that they're showing her of during the Super Bowl, and she's just sitting there with her hand like literally on her chest during the either national anthem or America the Beautiful. Like she's just sitting there.
Not in this shot.
I mean, there's no way that
she's got a toddy in her hand.
Right. I mean,
now,
even
Ice Spice is taking a drink during it, so during this picture, but Taylor.
Yeah. Even when you're at a game and there's just somebody not paying attention, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, knock it off.
Right. Or you give them a look.
I've turned into one of those people where I'm like, shh. Gosh. Oh, well.
I think it happens at a certain point in life. You just sort of go.
These young people.
Yeah.
Really, it's these drunks. Not necessarily. It can be someone of any age
it's
not
harder
paying
to
attention.
Tolerate people when they're being. Do you think if these two were to actually have a cage fight?
Oh.
Which is where I think this should be settled.
Sure.
I feel like
Taylor.
I mean, she's got to be in good shape to perform the way she does.
Yeah, she has a lot of endurance right now doing her tour.
Reba's in good shape too.
Reba ain't losing a fight.
We're betting on Reba.
I think I'm with you. I think Reba's probably got a little bit of street in her.
She's not afraid to throw down. Uh-uh. Reba's been in a lot of honky tonks. She's played a lot of music. Yep. She's had people come up to her and do stuff that they shouldn't have done. And she's had to lay down the law plenty of times.
Taylor's soft. She's soft.
Wow.
Give me Reba in a fight.
What about Reba and Dolly?
Oh, I don't even want to think about
that.
Think
Reba. Sad.
She's got.
Because Dolly Parton,
Dolly's getting up there a little bit on the age.
Yeah. I just think that her appearance might get in the way. You know, like all the wigs and all the fingernails and all that. But she could use the fingernails to scratch.
Reba's not exactly. She's got a lot going on too. I think cosmetically,
For sure. Yeah.
So we're going to do this fight, the cage fight. We have to be like stripped down.
That's true.
That would have to be the rule.
Yeah, no shoes, no high heels.
Down to the nitty gritty.
No fake nails. Take off that wig.
I would rather watch this than Mike Tyson and Jake Paul or whoever
definitely.
It is. I would much rather watch either one of those fights.
For sure.
Or Reba and Dolly battle it out to take on Taylor. I mean, either way, I'm here for all that.
Oh, right. Two against one?
No, the winner of the Reba and... And Dolly then gets to take on Taylor.
It's tag team, but Taylor doesn't have a tag team partner.
Those ladies would stir curb stomp her. That would be...
Bottom line is we need to have MTV's celebrity cage fight or whatever that was called. Celebrity death match needs to come back.
Yeah, I think that was such
a great show.
It was a great show.
Totally. What happened to that?
Why did that go away?
Garbage, but such good garbage. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's been fun.
Yeah, it was a journey of discovery there.
For sure.
I'm going to go log on to my favorite website now.
Cagematch.com?
America loves liberty.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about a powerful new ad that challenges stereotypes.
107.1.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here from my friends at Alight. You know Alight, the Twin Cities-based organization that spreads out across the globe 365 days a year to help those who are displaced by war, conflict, famine, and increasingly things like climate change. Those people are just like you and me. And if I were in their place, I would want an organization like Alight there to help me get back on my feet with assistance on shelter, clean water, and so much more. But that work is expensive. And Alight is there 365 days a year. To make sure they're able to continue their work, it's important that we continue to support Alight, which you can do very easily. Head to wearealight.org today to learn not only about the amazing work they're doing around the world, but how you can support it, not only with your financial contributions, but your time. To learn more about Alight and how you can support the organization, head to wearealight.org today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Happy Monday. Thanks for listening to My Talk. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Kris Eggert is here with me today. And you brought another great story here. This one is to celebrate and to break down stereotypes about Down syndrome, which World Down Syndrome Day is on March 21st.
Yeah, I caught this on Instagram this weekend, and, you know, it's easy to kind of scroll past stuff. And in fact, absolutely, I think that's what most of us do with everything. Mm-hmm. And I stopped. And
unless
I
it says this. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, unless it's a fight involving Taylor Swift and Reba McEntire, and then I'm
and
all in. But I stopped on this and I watched this video and I was like, oh my gosh. So the girl's name is Madison Teblin. And I don't know did you guys see the movie Champions?
Yeah, it has Woody Harrelson in it. Yeah.
Yes, and he's a basketball coach of a group of people who have intellectual disabilities, and he basically was a successful, I think, college or pro coach and got fired.
Sent to
anger management or something or other, and then ends up having to coach this team. And, of course, it starts out, it's the typical sports movie.
Kind of like the underdogs, like Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, you know, Bad News Bears, like any of that bit. But it's the Farrelly brothers, or Bobby Farrelly, who always does take on. He always seems that almost all of his projects have intellectually or physically disabled people in it, which I think is great because it normalizes it so much more. And I think that's all that Madison is trying to do. And this commercial had come out. And it's pretty cool because it like tries to take on some stereotypes that somebody who has Down syndrome, you know, that they don't live with their parents. They can drink a margarita if they go out to the bar, you know,
definitely,
like things that, and she's a really, I guess she's a YouTuber. She got famous in like 2015 on YouTube. And I think she's from Canada, 'cause I read a couple articles about her on Canadian broadcast. And apparently she's been a thing. This movie sort of champions kind of propelled her in the spotlight. And now this social media campaign, which is really cool.
Very cool. We actually have that. I had to bleep something in it, which is kind of funny. But,
oh, is there a swear word in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
One of the biggest ones.
Oh,
yeah,
well, good,
okay.
Good catch.
Yeah.
Hey, bartender. You assume that I cannot drink a margarita. So you don't serve me a margarita? So I don't drink a margarita. Your assumption becomes reality. And parents, you assume that I cannot live on my own. So you don't encourage me to live on my own. So I don't live on my own. Coach, you assume that I cannot hit harder. So you don't train me to hit harder. So I don't hit harder. And teacher, you assume that I cannot learn Shakespeare. So you don't teach me Shakespeare.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
So I don't learn Shakespeare.
E-I-E-I-O.
But hey, if all your assumptions become reality, then assume that I can drink a margarita. Will you serve me a margarita? So I drink a margarita. Assume that I can live on my own. So I live on my own. Assume that I can hit harder. So I hit harder. Assume that I can learn Shakespeare. So, what fools these mortals be? I learned Shakespeare. You assume I can swear, right? I assume that I can do that job. Then I can go to parties. Then I can have sex. Then I can be on stage. I assume that I can. So maybe I will.
Oh, I love it.
It really is. It's such a great ad. And one of the posts that I'm seeing here is her with some of the cast members of that Champions movie.
Yeah.
And they were all people who had intellectual disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
There was no one, you know, faking it or acting or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're united in this, and particularly on World Down Syndrome Day, which is coming up on the 21st, that the post kind of goes into the, you know, negative assumptions about people, and what if these assumptions, it makes it basically assumptions make it become a reality, because if that's the way everyone thinks and feels about it, then that's what they assume, and that's basically what she's saying. So.
Which we can carry on to just our own lives, you know, just thinking about and putting people in categories where you feel like, well, they, because there are people who are working behind the scenes and have hidden talents that could be your next star, or, you know, in this industry for sure. You know, I think it says a lot about just how, just don't let yourself limit other people. Because if they are challenged to do more, then they will do for the most part. So very positive thing here. Also, I'm on the National Down Syndrome website. And I forgot that because of the Barbie movie, they've introduced its first doll with Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah. I read about that. That was going to happen.
It's really nice. You know, we need representation all over the place. So that's really great that, you know, Barbie has expanded what kind of dolls they put out there that match. And there's so much more education and books now, I know, for kids that are, you know,
more
talking
inclusive.
About it. Exactly. You know, there's my boyfriend is a children's book author, and there's a whole series on, you know, different people with different disabilities, or, you know, different abilities, I would say, and what it's like to live that way. Just encouraging so other kids can pick up these books and see, like, the friend that they have in their class, they're capable of a lot more than you might think. So,
it's she's great. And if you guys haven't seen that movie, if you're out there listening, look up the movie Champions. I think it's really cute. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Awesome.
Makes you feel good.
Definitely. And we'll be celebrating on Thursday with that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about something called vampire tasks. These are little tasks that add up to draining us in the long run on My Talk.
Everything entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Now is the perfect time to get you and your whole family on the calendar, on the books, for your regular checkups. 2024 is a new year. That means new dental benefits. And because you've been paying for those dental benefits all year long, make sure you put them to great use. And why not put them to great use at one of the best dentists in the Twin Cities? That's been my experience at Dakota Dental, from those regular checkups, getting cavities filled, crowns, dental implant,
I have a long list of dental needs, but friends, I'm here to tell you, you can trust your smile to the team at Dakota Dental. Each and every one of their dentists, each and every one of their staff are both exceptional, talented, and fun to be around, frankly. Head to DakotaDental.com today, make your appointment, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Do you know what time boxing is? It's not boxing in a ring for 30 minutes solid or just a time challenge. Mm-hmm. It has to do with organizing. If you just joined us, that's Chris Eggert in the studio with us today. Bradley's still on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. And we talked to Corey McDougall earlier, who's from the company Meat and Potatoes Organizing. Mm-hmm. You can listen to that on the second hour of the podcast. And this kind of goes hand in hand. This article is about vampire tasks, which I love the name.
Very scary.
And the solution is time boxing. So we're going to, I Tarantino'd this a little bit.
Yeah, we're learning.
We're going to go back to the beginning here. So vampire tasks are kind of, I mean, they're just things that a lot of times can be draining. It's the part of our work that's like administrative, small tasks, our to-do lists. And people get so overwhelmed by things piling up. It like sucks the time away.
Bills,
thus the name
emails,
vampire.
Slowly sucks the time away.
And the life out of you.
Really. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's... Because by the time you go home to your family, what do you have left of yourself?
Yep.
Or are you working from home and it all seems to like blend together, which is a real struggle I know from people that work at home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Things that could be a meeting. Or things that are meetings that could be an email.
Oh, these man. Are the things. Don't get me started on that one.
I don't have to.
And then
do...
if everyone's going to sit there on their phones during the meeting anyway, you're like, well, we should have just done this for an email. If I can't even get you guys to look up from your phones to have this conversation in person, why did we have this meeting?
True. Gotcha there for sure. Sorry. We know how Chris feels about that. No. No, but I think it's something that's joked about a lot. I mean, it's even in Super Bowl ads and just like, you know, everything you see, it's like this could have been an email type of a thing.
Yep.
But I think email takes up most of my time.
And that's true. And you can let it get out of control, too, if you don't keep up on it.
And I don't like seeing some people have like 1,000 emails on their phone. It says like 2,500 or something, which makes me.
It gives you anxiety.
Anxiety. Yeah. I have too many email accounts. Why? What am I operating? Some underground business?
Well, you know,
under
it's like
name?
Everybody used one to like sign up for discounts and stuff.
True.
And then one you actually use for for your main stuff.
I've created a new one to offload those.
Yeah.
You know,
and like
just
all your
like
Kohl's cash goes directly to that one. Right.
Exactly. But I think that's my biggest thing. What is it for you?
I think the emails is definitely something that bills is another thing. And it goes back to what Corey was saying earlier too. Like just your kitchen table becomes your kitchen counter becomes sort of this dumping ground for things. And, you know, my wife and I have a less than perfect system.
Mm. Yeah. I think a lot of people
every once
do.
In a while, one will get tucked underneath somewhere and disappear, or you can accidentally in a hasty cleanup, throw out your license tabs that you just paid for.
Oh my gosh. No.
I just did that.
Those can be really expensive.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Can you make a plea to the government?
They've got a process. They'll charge us like $15, but still.
Thank
which I feel
God.
Stupid about. But it really, I don't know, you always hear this stuff about like the most successful people get up and like they set time right away in the morning to plow through a
make
bunch of emails.
Make themselves depressed?
Well.
And overwhelmed? No, thank you.
It does feel good. I try to go through my emails
this.
A couple times a day. And
oh, me
I will,
too.
And I will go and just boom, 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 boom. Get the stuff out of there that, you know, and only things I try to like set up, well, I'm going to wait on that is something that takes a more deliberate, you know.
Response.
A little more deliberate response than
check
just
with someone else.
The mundane stuff. But I don't know. It's tough. You find a way to master that.
Yeah.
Because those little, what's another, death by 10,000 paper cuts or, you know, it's the same kind of deal. Like it
vampire task, death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think that this is a pretty good idea if I could stick to it. They suggest in this article, which is, by the way, on our show links page, just go to mytalk1071 and go to Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You'll find it there. It's called time boxing. This is a buzzword that is going around right now. And most of the time I don't like these, but it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. You figure out and organize, like, I'm going to pay bills from this time to this time. And then you stop it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So you section off parts of your day to say, I will answer emails for 30 minutes.
Yep.
Or, which that's kind of like, for me, it's all day long. Yeah. Even till midnight, I'm still looking at emails. That's bad. But
it's so common, though. I mean, people, the work-life balance thing doesn't exist anymore with phones. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Unless you're so disciplined that you can just put it down and...
I admire that.
Yeah. And more power to you if you can. But most people have a problem with that. So I like this idea. Like, you're setting an allocated time for it. And that's when you do it.
Yeah. I like it. It's mm-hmm. definitely makes sense. Because if you're constantly feeling overwhelmed... And you have all of these categories that are unfinished and just out there in the ether. I have a hard time focusing on anything new or productive. I just kind of shut down, and then I'm playing Legends of Zelda on my Nintendo Switch. I think Switch.
That's what a lot of people do. That's how people's houses get cluttered. That's how it becomes too much, and you're like, I can't deal with this right now.
Watch this basketball game, whatever.
Right. Whatever it is, it's... It's definitely something that I think if you can find a way to master it, I have a running to-do list. And that's how they also say that's like, it's not necessarily healthy because you become so task oriented from having to check the boxes on your list, which is my way to stay organized. But I don't know, what can you do?
It's so true.
You win the lottery and not have to work or field inquiries or
and
whatever.
And it's not that people who have administrative assistants are getting more done. They have other pressures.
Yeah,
like if you look at people who have people taking these tasks off their hand, they're also responsible for more usually, and there's more pressure. So, I, when I was a little girl, did not dream of being someone who's always... emailing. I didn't know what emailing was, first of all. But when you look at yourself, you're like, this wasn't my dream.
No, you got it. And a lot of that comes back. I'm sound like an old man here, but with the phones, they are so convenient in so many ways. But on the other hand, they, you know, when the first iPhone came out, we could look ahead 10, 15 years to see how much of a slave everyone has become to these stupid things. And most of the time it's like, what are you looking for? It's you're looking to escape your situation. You're looking to buy something. You're looking to read about something else.
I get so excited.
It's a way to kind of get away from your reality. And so then you fall into that.
It's true.
And this thing is, they made this thing so you get sucked in and you're going to have it in your hand all day.
No. I feel like it could be, you know, Nostradamus did a lot of predictions and like he mentions things like this. And also in Revelations, it talks about a black box that's going to basically take all of our humanity away. Sorry,
is that in Revelation?
Somewhere in there. It's
man,
from,
you ever, I've, oh,
God,
I remember.
What is it? Is it this? Is it this phone? Get it out of here.
Yeah, it is. It is. Man. I would give mine up in a second, but
there's
know.
Something. Yeah. But now I feel like I'm dependent on it. I'm so afraid that I'm going to forget an appointment. I write it down on paper. I put it in my calendar. I put alarms in my phone to go off to tell me about it. What are you worried about?
Right.
That's why I'm looking. It's why I start looking at it. And then sometimes I just open Instagram.
That's what I mean.
I pick up my phone for a certain reason, and why am I 30 minutes later?
I'm like,
wait a minute, I was supposed to look at my email.
Yep. It's bad. It's so bad.
What is it for you, Mike? What is it that slows down your day having to do this show?
Well, that's, you know how this particular profession is. There's always something the next day. There's always little creative tasks that you have to do. And like you said, that's the hardest part is keeping the creativity flowing when there's a pile of other things going on behind it. So, I don't know.
It's
Being overwhelmed is actually something that's kept me on task, though. Like, I found when I didn't, like, when I was in between jobs or I was doing less work, that, like, I still was doing different things. I would always find myself, like you said, picking up a video game or doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I don't have a choice. This needs to get done by tomorrow. So this has to happen. And it's actually kept me better on task. I get behind and I get in trouble when I don't have things to do.
Oh,
I need to be busy all the time or else I get in trouble. And fortunately, my wife, like I've talked about with you, is a finance person, a very type A personality. We're exactly the opposite. So she can really keep me on task.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good arrangement. That's why you combined finances.
Yeah. Correct. Yes, we absolutely combined finances. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, but. Very good. Mm-hmm. I've tried doing something called bullet journaling. Which, if I had to sit down and tell you about what that is, I wouldn't be able to do it right now. Yeah. I did it for a while. It involves, like, taking... You can look it up on your phone later, but... you, like, section off, and there's, like, boxes on a page, and it's, like, one thing moves to another category once you've completed it. It's a very organized way of thinking, and I'm a creative person.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. I've got a lot of things going against me. But... That for the week and a half that I did it was really helpful.
It's good. And did you feel good for that week and a half? Then great. Like mission accomplished,
and
right?
And then I was like, well, what about if I go do this? I'm a dreamer too. So I think our jobs are really great because it's always something new. We're very lucky in that every day is something different, you know, doing TV shows and, you know, it's never just sitting and crunching numbers day after day.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
So I always am thankful for this job because it's, you know, keeps you young, right?
It attracts a certain type of person too, just from needing something happening every two seconds.
Shiny objects.
I think we must have had somebody on Minnesota Live not that long ago talking about like mindfulness. And there is also this whole train of thought that it's good just to have like 25 minutes to 30 minutes a day where you don't look at your phone, you don't have the TV on, you don't have the radio on, like you're just... God.
That's when I sleep.
And I know, right? But to use that time then to like actually like think about things, you know?
That's why have people have weird dreams.
Have stuff come into your head that you know, like that's like part of a process of how people come up with ideas and, you know, because they're just, you know, they've got this time. You're like, oh, well, what about that? But if you're so busy looking at your phone or you're so busy trying to get your tasks done, you don't really ever get that sort of blank space to just kind of.
Oh, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah, it is.
Even if you're like going on a run, not listening to music.
Yeah.
I think that that's helpful. Like I have like trails behind my house and, you know, I'll go walking on the trails and make in the summertime and like make myself not listen to anything. No podcasts, no music, just, you know. Listen to the family that's up ahead fighting about who gets to ride the bike next or whatever.
That was probably us.
All right. You can find that article on our show links page as well. And coming up next, we have to play a game. We don't have to. We get to play a game with Mike.
We need to.
Yes. Welcome back to the show. It's almost over. I cannot believe it went fast. It went past. So far, why are words not coming together? It's Monday. It went by so fast.
That's Monday. The phrase. There you go.
Okay.
You got it.
All righty. Let's play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is how we wrap up every show. We spin the game show roulette wheel. Whichever game show it lands on, that's what we play today. There goes the wheel. And let's see where it stops. It's time to play a little Card Sharks.
Card Sharks without the cards.
Without the cards. So, Chris, if you've seen Card Sharks, have you? Okay. You know how they determine who gets to go first? They play the, like, over-under game. They get a question, and one person guesses what they think the answer to the question is. The other person then says higher or lower. And that's what we play, because cards are less fun to see on the air?
I mean, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having a hard time with the virtual game show thing because I am used to seeing it on a TV screen.
Well, that's fine.
This is very simple.
Okay.
Very straightforward game. Okay. I'm going to say something like, Dawn, how many visitors visit the Grand Canyon each year?
Yeah.
And she's going to say 3.9 million. And yes. I'm going to say, Chris, do you think it's higher or lower than 3.9 million?
Gotcha.
And then whoever gets it right is the winner or gets that point. We've got seven of them to run through. It's very quick, very simple, very fun. I'm going to flip a coin. Chris, you're a guest. Call it heads or tails.
Tails.
It's taking a second to flip here for some reason. There it stops. It's heads. It's a virtual coin. It's heads. So, Dawn, do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
You're going to go second. All right, Chris. That means you're going to give me the answer to this question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the diameter in miles of the planet Earth?
Oh, my God. Mike.
That's the beauty of this game is you don't have to know. You just give me your best guess, and then the other person says higher or lower. So, Chris, what do you think the diameter of the planet Earth is in miles?
Diameter of the Earth in miles.
For those who wonder, the radius is, you know, if you just draw the line from one side of a sphere to the middle, that's the radius. Now, if you double that, that'd be the diameter. So this is from one side of Earth to the other straight through.
14,000 miles.
14,000 miles, Dawn. Do you think it's over or under 14,000 miles?
Over.
You think it's over 14,000 miles? Is it over? It's not. First point's going to Chris.
What?
Nicely done.
Oh. What is it?
7,917.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's even more. If I was thinking that the wrong way, but 14,000 is what I said. So half of that is which I was actually. So
actually, I think if you were saying circumference, I think you were much closer with the 14,000.
That's what I was thinking.
Diameter is straight through one side to the other.
Because I'm not smart, but great guess. There we go.
It worked out well. There you go. All right, Dawn, we go over to you now. First point's going to Chris. We got seven of these. Again, it's a race to four, basically. Rochester, Minnesota. Oh, yeah. It's the third largest city behind Minneapolis and St. Paul in the state of Minnesota.
Oh.
According to the 2022 census, what's the population of Rochester, Minnesota?
Oh, no.
It is the third largest city in the state of Minnesota.
So are they counting Minneapolis and St.
Paul? So Minneapolis is the number one largest city. St. Paul is the number two largest city. And Rochester is the third. How many people are in the city of Rochester?
I'm going to say...
Population, according to
250,000.
250,000. Chris, we go over to you. Do you think it's higher or lower than 250,000 people?
It's lower.
Whoa.
It is lower. Yes. About half that.
Oh.
121,000 people.
Okay.
Great. Nicely done.
All right. Where's Duluth in all of this?
Duluth is fifth.
Yeah. Duluth's like, hey.
Oh, what's fourth?
Fourth, Bloomington.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Minneapolis is number...
I know.
It's less interesting because I lost, but
Minneapolis is at about 425. St. Paul's a little over 300. Rochester's 120. Then it drops down to the 80,000 range for Bloomington, Duluth, and so on.
Cool.
So there you go. That second point's going to go to Chris as well, but don't worry, there's still plenty of time left. Chris, you get to answer first on this one. You've got a 2-0 lead. How many states border... the state of Tennessee. How many states border the state of Tennessee? I need your answer in relatively timely fashion. There you go, five. Nicely done. Bradley would have literally drawn them all out and then gave me an answer and taken 47 minutes to do that question. Yeah. Do you think it's over or under five, Dawn?
Okay.
How many states border the state of Tennessee?
Two, three, four. I think it's... You said five?
Yeah.
You said five?
I think it's six.
You think it's six? So you're going to say over five?
Over.
Is it over five? It's over five.
Good.
You ready to know the answer?
Yeah.
Eight.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I knew I fed. Yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah. Eight different states border the state of Tennessee, which is kind of wild.
Yeah. You've got Illinois, Iowa. No,
definitely
Illinois,
not.
Illinois.
Missouri.
Well, yeah, definitely Missouri, Arkansas,
Missouri,
Kentucky.
Where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, North Georgia. Carolina.
The other ones on the
Virginia,
other side, I don't know.
Yeah, there's some other ones, too.
East Coast. Whatever.
Yep, there you go. So we've got...
Oh, I got the point.
You got the point, yes. Okay. So we got to roll through these. We've got four more left to go. Let's see if we can get through them in second, or our next one here. This is, Dawn, for you to answer.
Okay.
What year was the Gateway Arch completed?
Oh, come on.
What year was the Gateway Arch completed?
I'm going to say... 1919.
Do you think it's, Chris, over or under 1919? What year was the Gateway Arch completed?
Over.
So you're saying, earlier or later than?
Later.
Later than, yeah. Yep. It is later than 1965.
Okay.
That's 1965.
From Missouri.
No,
and I was there like last summer. I didn't take that in. Okay.
All right, Chris, you've got a 3-1 lead. Dawn, you're going to have to get the last 3 points to come back to win, just the last two to make it interesting. Let's see how it goes. We move to our next one. Chris, you're going to give us the answer for this one, or your best guess. How many seasons did the original Star Trek run?
I think this is a trick question. The original.
How many seasons did the original Star Trek run? You're going to say three, okay?
I'm going to say over.
You're going to say it's over three. All right. To start the comeback trail, is it over three? You can't get anything by him. It's exactly three.
No!
That was indeed a bit of a trick question, but you nailed it. Hey. Nicely done, Chris.
Thank you.
Great job.
That's going to be your fourth point.
The last time you'll hear him on this show. So thank you for filling in for Bradley.
You can't be caught now at that point. That was awesome. Nicely done. Exactly three seasons for the original series.
All right. You're good at this game.
Oh, well, I like that one. I wasn't good at Family Feud last week.
We got two more just for fun because we got a little bit of time left. Oh, yeah. How tall do you guys think the Eiffel Tower was all the way to the tip?
Oh, gosh.
Any guess?
982 feet.
Oh my goodness, my heart almost sank. It is 984 feet without the tip.
Get out of here.
With the tip, it's 1,083.
We'll see you later.
That
was
unbelievable.
Bye.
And how many hours? That was unbelievable. Nice guess.
Were you there? Are you a time traveler? Okay.
And how many hours does the average house cat sleep?
Oh.
You get this one right, too.
16.
Chris?
8.
It's 15, actually. Yeah. So a little over 15. You were very, very close,
Cat
Dawn.
Facts.
Nicely done.
There you go.
Right.
All right, Chris, you're the winner today. Congratulations.
Oh,
thanks for filling in.
I'll pick up my prize on the way out.
Good job. Nice. Yes. And do I get, like, rice pilaf? Or?
We don't have time, but yeah, you're going to get some rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Ding. Ooh, yum.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for helping out and filling in while Bradley
thanks
was
for
gone.
Having me. Welcome Bradley back.
Yes, yes. He'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, thank you to Chris Eggert for filling in for these days. Okay, that's it, folks. Lori and Julia coming up next on My Talk.